Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
God, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
Well, technically, this week we are swapping university degrees, or tertiary education, as I like to call it, because I'm so well learned. Now, Jade, you did a degree in recreation management, which is part of the Faculty of Human Movement and Recreation. Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly is recreation management? Like I said before, if a light bulb isn't going off the top of your head, you know what? You probably won't get it. I did ask Jade the same thing before. I was like, what is rec management? So basically, this is what she fed back. It's pretty much dealing with infantile kids in your class. It is a uni degree, isn't it? Not creche.
Yes, it is. It was an interesting experience, that one.
And apparently there are lots of jocks in the class, you know, apparently doing this as a filler for time before they get discovered, before they get their big break in AFL.
There's a lot of first and second year AFL players in that particular degree.
And you know they just want to muck around because they think they're going to be the next Shane Crawford. Is he even a footy player?
Yes. Yes. I can't believe that reference.
Yeah, really?
I'm stunned.
Yeah, I'm going to say Nathan Buckley next time. And not think that he's a pop star. Okay. Apparently, they're not very strict with essays in your particular degree because as the sporting type, you can't be expected to be the academic kind as well.
Mm.
You know, we don't expect you to be able to sing and ride a bike at the same time.
No.
So, therefore, essays and sports don't mix. Apparently, in the course of recreation management, there's a bit of event management going on there. There's a bit of planning, a bit of programming. I'm very surprised, Jade. There's a bit of an overlap between both our uni experiences. A bit of sociology.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how sociology would apply. At first thought, of course, I can't imagine how it would apply in a sporting sort of sense. But then I realise sociology applies. It's a study of society.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need it in every walk of life, and maybe it might instill a bit of conscience and a bit of global awareness in our budding footy stars. Also a bit of legalities in there as well, legalities of sport. And, of course, one of your favourite electives, sports media / public relations, sports promotions.
Yes.
Now, what interests you so much about that?
When I was growing up, I always used to say that I was going to be the first female footy commentator ever.
Oh.
That role got taken by someone, you know, called Christy Malthouse, I think her name is.
Christy Malthouse.
You've got Christy Malthouse and Sam Lane, who both commentate on football. Well, they're both, and then you've got Carolyn Wilson, who writes for The Age, who writes AFL stuff. So there are women involved, but I wanted to actually be a commentator who called the game.
Mm.
Now, Christy Malthouse does the sort of sideline stuff. But there's still no one that does the full-on, to my knowledge, but please feel free to correct me on that one, that does the full-on calls of the game.
You know, it would be very nice to be able to get the female voice in there because a lot of women do follow footy, and I can name at least 100 other women around here who are more passionate about football than I ever will be. So let's not make it gender-specific, please, because they are men.
But will we fit in with all the, you know, dressing in drag and the dick jokes? That's the thing.
What's this coming in from? I mean, where's this coming from?
Well,
now?
There's a lot of the thing I find like really interesting about sports commentating, and this is completely off topic now, is the sort of, inside joke type stuff that goes on that's like, oh, remember when we were playing? Oh, like that kind of stuff.
Mm.
It's like a grown-up version of being in a high school.
Yeah, you find that a lot of men, though, the maturity level pretty much stops there. And as a man, I think I can safely say that, you know, from what I've experienced anyway, you know, just because you're older doesn't mean you're that much wiser. And doing rec management is meant to instill you a bit of maturity, a bit of understanding of the system, about sports as a business sometimes, and sports as management, and not just kicking a footy around. Of course, there are other different types of sports like cricket. We are very specific to AFL tonight for some reason.
It is footy season, so I guess we're kind of in that frame of
mind. I guess I feel it in
my
blood.
And everyone in Melbourne goes, like, really footy crazy.
Even if I try to, you know, be anti the crowd and whatnot, I find myself inadvertently sucked into this AFL whirlpool.
Yeah.
And I start dropping names like Nathan Buckley. It's just that time of the year.
And Shane Crawford.
Just that time of the year. Coming up next on Shoe Swap, we gave Jade Gulliver to walk a day in my uni degree. I did journalism for 3 years. I now work in a call centre.
That's okay. Well, I did a recreation management degree and I now work in publications, media.
You see, life is full of twists and turns and you can never know where you'll end up.
Yes.
You just have to embrace it with open arms, says Oprah. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.